This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's a fact today that the glorious Quran is the most widely read book in the world today.
Alhamdulillah.
It's obviously recited by all of these people, most of these people, in Arabic. And unfortunately, it isn't the language that they understand necessarily. So, the Quran is recited without understanding in many, many cases. What would you say, or how could we encourage brothers and sisters to read the Quran with meaning and therefore being able to derive more benefit from recitation of it?
You rightly said that the Quran has various benefits. You can keep on listing them. There are umpteen number of benefits, hundreds of them. The Quran is the most positive book in the world. It is a proclamation to humanity. It is a fountain of mercy and wisdom. It is a warning to the heedless, a guide to the erring, an assurance to those in doubt. It is a solace to the suffering and a hope to those in despair. How is it possible to derive all these benefits if a person does not read the Quran, if he does not understand it, if he does not ponder over the verses, if he does not implement the verses of the Quran and does not put it in practice? As you rightly said, that the Quran is the most widely read book in the world. But unfortunately, it is also the book which is maximum read without understanding. It will be a tragic misfortune if someone comes to the Quran and goes away empty-handed, soul untouched, heart unmoved, life unchanged. To get the right benefit besides reading the Quran, it's compulsory that you should understand it. You should ponder over the meaning of the Quran. You implement the guidance which Allah has given to the humankind and put it in practice. We have two types of people amongst Ummah. Some people who think that only reciting the Quran is sufficient, while others who think that reciting is not required, only the meaning is important. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Nisa, chapter number 4, verse 171, لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينُكُمْ. Do not commit excesses in your religion. There is benefit also by reciting, but with understanding, you get multiple times more benefit. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Kabut, chapter number 29, verse number 45, Allah says, recite of what we have revealed by inspiration. That means we have to recite the verses of the Quran. Utlu ma uya ilayka min al-kitabi. Recite of what we have revealed by inspiration. Further, it's mentioned in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 242. Several times it comes in the Quran. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Do they not understand? That means it is a book to be understood. And it is important that we have to understand the book. While reading, besides reading, you should understand it. So reciting the Quran will get you many benefits. As I mentioned earlier, our beloved Prophet said, it's a Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi, Hadith number 2910, that every letter you recite of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Quran, you'll get a reward. Each reward, you'll get 10 blessings. And Alif Lam Mim is not a letter. Alif is a letter. Lam is a letter. Mim is a letter. So if it's Alif Lam Mim, you get 10, 10, 10, 30 sawab. So there is sawab in reciting. There is blessing in reciting the Quran. But as I mentioned earlier, it's not sufficient only that you have to recite. So we have to realize that both are important, but understanding and implementing is more important. Let me give an example. Suppose you go to France for a graduation and you don't understand French. But since you know English, you know the script. When you attend the college, every day you are marked P, that is present. When you sit for the examination and you don't understand a word what the teacher is saying, when you sit for the examination, you get the question paper. Since the script is the same. Maybe you can try and read by transliteration. We don't understand a word. There also in the examination you get a P. P is not for pass, it's for presence. It's only indicating that you're present for the examination, but that will not pass you. So therefore, if you want to go to Jannah, besides reciting the Quran, it's important that you even understand what Allah is telling us. Because Quran is a guidance for the whole of humanity. You understand it and you implement on it. I'll have to give you one more example. Suppose there's a friend of yours, since you're living in UK, a friend of yours comes from Germany. He's a close friend of yours. He can speak some broken English. When he goes back, he writes to you a letter in German, which you don't understand. So when a close friend of yours, he writes a letter to you in German, and if you can't understand, what will you do? But natural, you'll go to a person who knows German and you'll have it translated because you want to know what did your friend mention in the letter. Isn't it important that we should know what our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has mentioned in his last and final guidance, that is the glorious Quran? We don't have to go and translate the Quran. The translation is already available. So it's important that besides reading, if you can't understand Arabic, we should read the translation so that we are able to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and implement on it.